I'm Lindsay Mustang, and this is the Career Design Podcast, made for driven, ambitious, square pegs and round holes type professionals who see things differently and challenge the status quo. We obliterate obstacles and unlock hidden pathways to overcome and succeed where others have not. Stagnation feels like death, and we are unwilling to compromise our integrity and settle for being average in any way. We are the backbone of any successful business, and those who overlook our potential are doomed to a slow demise. We do work that truly matters, aligns with our purpose, and in turn, we make our lasting mark on the world. We are the dreamers, doers, legends, and visionaries who are called to make our most meaningful contribution and love what we do. Welcome to the Career Design Podcast. I'm Lindsay Mustang, and today I am thrilled to introduce you to Carrie Thomas Amaro, and she is a luxury brand alchemist. And not only is she that, she's also a dear friend of mine and has been responsible to help my business, Talent Paradigm, now cross in to a seven-figure business. And she is responsible for all of our external brand. And I want to talk to you today about the combination of what we think about expert brand building. So getting your authority in thought leadership out into the world, whether you're a CEO or whether you're an individual, this is the thing that sets people free. But in particular, what Carrie is magical around is humanistic branding. So Carrie, welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for having me. I am super excited. First of all, love you bunches. It's been super amazing to be working with you a year and a half. Not only growing your business, but also growing as our friendship and our relationship. This has been an amazing journey.
Oh, I am so thankful for you. And just to get to watch your authority established and how you start to amplify other messages for people, because you are a luxury brand alchemist now. So you work with the most premier brands in the industry. But this humanistic branding, I talk about brand building. It's the most efficient skill set that executives have. It's the thing that they wish they had worked on. It's definitely what is missing. It's, I think, the secret ingredient for amplifying your voice. Talk to me about what the heck is humanistic branding?
Oh my gosh. So yes, first of all, it's a new era of branding. I really believe that this is a new era. I feel like a lot of times before we were doing branding a different way. And I feel like this is the way that's really going to give the most results, the most catalyst to your actions and really magnetize your clients and the people around you. So the biggest thing about humanistic branding is the idea of bringing the human back into the brand. So the big thing about bringing the human back into the branding is the fact that you have to understand humans. A lot of times we, as entrepreneurs and a lot of marketers, we like to believe and think we understand our clients and the people that we're trying to talk to and our followers and our tribes, but we don't. We only know the surface level. We know what they do. We know where they live, but we don't understand who they are as humans. And I always say humans are intrinsic beings. They have like their choices, their decisions, their thoughts, their emotions, their experiences have framed their life. It has framed their life and it has been that thing that create the catalyst to determine what decisions they're going to make in their life. So if you actually want to be able to understand people, you have to understand who they are as primal beings. What are their primal instincts? What are their motivating factors? What are those things that are truly going to create that momentum and the catalyst to make them make the decisions? And it's really important to understand that no human is alike. Every person has their own journey and their own experiences. And you have to be able to understand that when it comes to building your brand. So one thing that I always talk about is you have to understand your primal instincts. You have to understand like what motivates them. You have to understand what are the lenses that they look out of. And what I mean by that is a lot of times people have these core drivers that push them throughout their life. So my mom is funny. One of her core drivers is a sense of finding safety and security. So in everything she does in her life, no matter if it's in relationships, if it's in business, if it's in anything, she's always going to be looking for places and situations and decisions that's going to bring her closer to something that's secure and that's something that's safe. So when it comes to companies that market to her, she's going to automatically be super inclined and super attached to them if they give her that safety. And that's the thing that makes it really cool. So you have to understand the lenses that they look out of. Then you also need to understand how do they deal with tough situations. Like what are those situations, like what are the, like how do they deal with grief? How do they deal with a loss of like loss of clients, loss of anything. You have to understand that. You have to understand what are the ebbs and flows in their life, and how did they that actually play a part in the frame of how they of who they are as people. How does that sound?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have to understand, in order to resonate with our audience, we actually have to look at them as individuals versus numbers. Every single person, just like I like to consider when we're looking at humans, we look at them as not just numbers or resources or capitals. Those, every single number we put on a spreadsheet, that is a human being. The same thing goes for your followers, for your tribe, for your company, and for the people you're trying to influence.
Exactly. And the best way to do that, if you think about the best way to connect with somebody and connect with a human, is by connecting to their heart. So one of the things that we're really, that we really pride ourselves on, is helping create heart alignment and heart connections with our clients and their clients. So the way we do that is we help make sure that they're speaking their language. They understand, like, the rally cry is activating and it's magnetizing people to the mission. You're speaking to their core heart. You're understanding their the lenses they look at. You're understanding all these pieces. You're understanding how to evoke emotion. So you're making sure your imagery and your fonts and your colors and all your visual aspects are all geared towards evoking the emotion and feeling that you want to be able to create to be able to solidify those connections. And the next thing is, are you solidifying the connection? Are you amplifying your brand and your voice? Are you continuously putting out content and information that's connecting to the heartstrings of that client, which is going to be creating what we call this titanium connection between you and them? And then the next thing is, are you creating a home? Are you creating offers, tribe services, where these people, after you have them ignited and magnetized and activated to your cause, are you giving them a place, or are you having them all hyped up and they don't have anywhere to go? You want to give them a home, and that's going to be through your offers. You're thinking about your offers and you're curating them based on their needs and their desires, not based on what you think they need. You're going to really look at them. You're going to craft your offers based on who they are and what they actually need at that moment in their life. And at the end of the day, those are like, that's the fundamentals, I would say, of the humanistic branding. And if you start checking off those, and of course we have other stuff with brand archetypes and things like that, but you have to understand the big thing. You have to understand humans, you have to understand primal instincts, and you have to understand heart alignment. And once you understand that, it's all about just diving in and creating stronger, tighter connections and tightening in on understanding your customer and your human at the most core level.
All right. I love this so much. And so obviously Carrie is doing this for brands, but she helps me actually reach you. If you look at my imagery, my message, it's something that Carrie has helped me distill so that we get to that point where you are listening. We are invoking emotions in you because we want you to know that you are not a resource. You are not capital. You are not a number on a spreadsheet. You are a human being who has a zone of genius. You are entitled. It is your birthright, in my opinion, to do work on this planet that truly matters, aligns to both passion, purpose, the pursuit of it, to create massive profitability for you individually. So the thing here I want to tie this into is that this brand is a business. You are in a business. You may not know it, but you are in the business of Me Inc. And so when we talk about creating an offer is an extension of building a relationship. Mm-hmm. That is what we are trying to talk about. So the relationship, whether you are in a business where you actually are charging, or you're actually building a relationship for a networking conversation. And I wanted to say, like, your network equals your net worth. The reason why my business has gotten to seven figures is completely built on building a brand, amplifying a message, and calling in my ideal clients and my tribe through my networking conversations, which starts with brand alignment. So you have a brand, you are in a business. You must be aligned.
You must be, and you have to be able to create those hard connections. Because if you think about it, have you ever, like, there's been times where you'll see brands and you'll see what they write, and it's like a little warmth comes around your heart, and you're like, oh my gosh, that touches me. Like, how did they know that's exactly what I needed to hear? And a lot of times this happens mainly with bigger brands like Coca-Cola, Apple, and things like that. But it can happen in a smaller brand if you're able to adopt these humanistic brand principles. if you're able to adopt this, you can make the same connections. You can make the same relationship. You can truly solidify and understand your person to where you can serve them more boldly and more confidently. And it's a beautiful thing. And it creates a frictionless sales experience because that you created all these micro yeses through the solidifying of your connection. So by the time the answer is going to always be yes, because they know and trust you and they adore you and they cherish you and they cherish your heart and you're aligned with them.
And this in short is what creates what we call brand equity. And brand equity exists as an individual. In fact, your personal brand is the most pervasive brand that you have. Companies have brand, absolutely. But you take your personal brand, whether or not you have a business, that brand stays with you. And so you definitely want to connect to these pieces. Carrie, thank you so much for being here. This is amazing. So people want to reach out to you if they want to learn more. Because one of the things Carrie does, she can help you up-level your brand, especially on your game on LinkedIn or any social media. How can people reach out to you?
Oh my gosh, yes. So you can visit us at our website at selassadigital.co. And then you can also get follow me on Instagram at Branding with Carrie. And I would love to connect. Like, one thing about me is I'm really big on building relationships. So if you just want to connect, if you just want to say, hey, please come hang out with us on Instagram or on Facebook and let's be Insta friends.
Amazing. Thank you for being here today.
Of course. No, thank you so much for having me. This has been amazing.
And thanks so much for tuning in. We'll see you next time.